Go on, Mark, let's have you up. I'll pray for you. Father God, we just thank you for Mark, Lord. We thank you for the word that you've given him. Just soften our hearts and open our hearts and our minds to the things that you have for us.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So Isaiah 6:3 says, "Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." What can you say about that? Well, we sang, the first song we sang this morning, "I Believe You Are Here Now, Standing in Our Midst." So I think it's good to have a reverential fear of God. But I think there's another element that we don't perhaps grasp fully, and that is that we're carriers of the kingdom. And in the human side of us, I think, finds that difficult to fathom. So we're going to walk through John 14, 1 to 27. And I'd like to just highlight a few truths, and hopefully that will be encouraging. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you so. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. That where I am, where you know." So thinking about what Ron said last week, and the timings of when Jesus comes back. But scripture says very clearly, though, that he will come back in this bit. "And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So we don't have access to God unless we come through Jesus. But we carry the kingdom. So just rest on that for a moment. "If you had known me, you would know my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me and has seen the Father, so how can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me?" And Jesus is explaining his relationship with his Father here, that it's entwined. We spoke the other week about dyes, and when they make this covalent bond, that it's a joining, and they're one. "The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of my works themselves. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. Greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father." So I probably need to reread that, because this is for us. "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, The works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So if we believe that Father God's going to be glorified in what we do, when we act, when we get that Holy Spirit prompting, if we believe that God will be glorified through it, he will give us that prayer. If you love me and keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth. This is the kingdom within us, the helper. But I'm not sure as human beings we get that. Because every time we think humanly, we think, well, I couldn't possibly do that. Or, oh, no, I haven't got that gifting. Or, oh, yeah, but he's much better than me. Or she can, and they know the scripture far more better than me. That's not what God's asking you to do. God's asking you to be you. He's given you the mandate to do what you need to do. He's asked you, he's prompted you, and therefore he's equipped you. We jump into humanness and go, oh, I couldn't do that. Did I hear right? Is it just my ego? What's going on? Shut up! Listen to the prompting. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. So the world doesn't see. Yeah? But you know him. For he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. This is Jesus speaking. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer, the world will see me no more. But you will see me. Because I live, you also live. And I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. Hallelujah. Judas said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? And Jesus answered him and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He set up shop in us. What a privilege. What an honor. But we have to act on it. Shut up. Just do what God says. When you're prompted in that supermarket to pay for somebody's shopping who's in front of you, don't think about, oh, can I afford it this week? Have I checked the budget? If you're me, I'll ring Gita and find out what the crack is. No. If he tells you to give that lady £100 to pay for her shopping, he'll sort that out at your end. Don't worry about that. He's got it in hand. When that colleague at work is sat next to you, well, David gave a really good example, didn't he? When people ask that question, oh, I'm not really sure about this God stuff. Step up, because he's already equipped you. These things I've spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring to remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave you, and peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I'm going away and coming back. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I'm going to the Father, and the Father is greater than I. We carry the kingdom. We're the fragrance of Christ. The Holy Spirit is with us and he's our helper. Through our obedience, we change the atmosphere wherever or whatever we're doing. Wherever we are, he's with us, within us, he's speaking through us. And if we listen to his prompting, we're humble servants, but we're also conquerors. Oh, somebody said that earlier. So be a servant, do what you're told, and be a conqueror. Yeah. Second Corinthians 3. And we have such trust through Christ towards God, not that we're sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from I'll read that again for those that didn't hear it. We have such trust through Christ towards God, not that we're sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. We have to stop thinking about our insufficiencies, that we're not sufficient for the job, for the task. You've been equipped, you've been mandated, you have the mantle. And God will work through us if we allow him. We have to allow him. Yeah. 2 Corinthians 12:9. My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Do any of you feel inadequate?
Yes.
Yeah? You know, somebody challenged me. I was out at a meal the other evening and somebody challenged me and said, oh, what's this bangle thing you've got on your wrist? What does that stand for? It's the gospel. It's God loves you. We're all sinners. Christ died on the cross. And what about you? And I asked him, what about you?
Oh, I'm Antichrist.
Okay. But then you get that footing of your heart, don't you? What do I say next, Lord? Yeah. And sometimes we go, I haven't got anything. I'm just going to shut up. And other times, away we go. And that's okay, because we're learning. We're walking this out. We don't always get it right. But we need to understand that this lack of sufficiency is trumped by God's sufficiency. It's the kingdom within us. It's the fragrance of Jesus. It's the kingdom within us. So in 2 Timothy 1, he's got a scripture for this, so I thought I'd use it. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you, through laying on of hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. So my prayer this morning is that we will stir up the gift of God within us, that we'll be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit, that we'll listen to what he's saying to us. That those things that you've been pondering and trying to work through, and am I to, am I not to, or listen to what he's saying to you. If God asks you, you are equipped, regardless of what you think. Stir up the gift of God which is in you. Amen.